The copper beech trees have become part of the fabric of Woods Hole. Now, one of them is dying, and emotions in the crowd were bittersweet. Susan Avery is president and director of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. She says Hui wanted to give people a chance to mourn, but also to celebrate.
You know, it's a perfect sunny day, not only to celebrate Earth Day, but also to celebrate this wonderful tree. It's lived about 150 years and well past its normal lifespan. But this one in particular really needs to come down because of safety issues now.
The tree is losing its bark, and with it, its ability to support its own branches. David Salter is an arborist with Hamilton Tree and Landscape. He says the tree has developed a fungus, something called a bleeding canker.
Breaks down the cambial tissue of the tree, basically preventing the sugars and waters from being able to move up and down in the tree. The tree subsequently ends up losing branches and becomes at a point where you have to evaluate it from a safety perspective.
Rick Gallett is facilities engineer at Hui. He's worked closely with Salter and other arborists to try and save the tree. But he told the crowd that over the last 15 years, its decline has been steady and irreversible.
It's sad to see such a magnificent tree suffering so much. And I know everyone here loves these trees and appreciates them as much as we do. If we could do something to save them and prolong the life, trust me, we would do that.
Gallett says he's keeping an eye on the other copper beeches, which also are getting on in years, and will make decisions about each one individually. Hui President Susan Avery says the tree will come down on Sunday, and a new copper beech will be planted in its place by Memorial Day.
You know, I think it's our duty to replant a tree so that Hui employees and Woods Hole residents will have something to look forward to for the next 100 years.
The ceremony ended with those gathered beneath the old copper beech tree reciting the Mary Oliver poem, "When I Am Among the
Trees, especially the willows and the honey locusts, equally the beech, the oaks, and the pines."
Beth Colt is a Woods Hole resident and business owner.
It's really amazing on a beautiful day like this for the community to gather and say goodbye to such a beautiful tree. It's very moving. But it's wonderful that Hui is embracing the change and giving people a chance to mourn it.
You don't see that every day, you know?
You don't. It's unusual. Woods Hole is a special place.
Once the tree is taken down, its wood will live on as firewood, material for local craftspeople, and for scientific exploration at Hui. For WCAI, I'm Brian Morris in Woods Hole.